Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Book of Delights by Ross Gay, narrated by the author.
Preface. One day last July, feeling delighted and compelled to both wonder about and share that delight, I decided that it might feel nice, even useful, to write a daily essay about something delightful. I remember laughing to myself for how obvious it was. I could call it something like the Book of Delights. I came up with a handful of rules: write a delight every day for a year, begin and end on my birthday, August 1st, draft them quickly, and write them by hand. The rules made it a discipline for me, a practice: spend time thinking and writing about delight every day. Because I was writing these essayettes pretty much daily, confession, I skipped some days, patterns and themes and concerns show up. For instance, I traveled quite a bit this year. I often write in cafes. My mother is often on my mind. Racism is often on my mind. Kindness is often on my mind. Politics, pop music, books, dreams, public space. My garden is often on my mind. It didn't take me long to learn that the discipline or practice of writing these essays occasioned a kind of delight radar. Or maybe it was more like the development of a delight muscle, something that implies that the more you study delight, the more delight there is to study. A month or two into this project, delights were calling to me. Write about me. Write about me. Because it is rude not to acknowledge your delights, I'd tell them that though they might not become essayettes, they were still important, and I was grateful to them. Which is to say, I felt my life to be more full of delight, not without sorrow or fear or pain or loss.